next kina that we're going to say is kina Chavav 26. Az Bahaloch Yirmiyahu, where the kina is based on a medrash. Medrash is found in Eicha, in the introduction, Chav Dalet 24, where when the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, Hashem instructs Yirmiyahu to summon Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe from their graves, for they know how to plead for Bnei Yisrael. Each one came and spoke about the incredible selflessness that he exhibited in his lifetime, hoping to arouse Hashem's mercy. Avram mentioned his willingness to sacrifice his son Yitzchak. Yitzchak related his willingness to be sacrificed. Yaakov said, "I personally shielded my children from the murderous Esav, and now you're letting them be butchered. Yet I suffered greatly in raising my children." The commentators explain Dina and Yosef were taken away from Yaakov. And if you don't have mercy on them, so then all my pain, everything that I went through, watching my children, waiting for my children to come back, is for nothing. And then finally Moshe got up and he noted he dedicated his entire life to Bnei Yisrael, taking care of all their needs for 40 years. And he still wasn't allowed into Eretz Yisrael, and he gained nothing from it. That should arouse compassion for the Jewish people. But the Medrash tells us that none of these claims sufficed for Hashem to promise Bnei Yisrael's return to Eretz Yisrael. And then all of a sudden, as the Medrash says, as the Kina here writes, Rachel Imenu, she stepped forward and she said, "Hashem, you know Yaakov loved me very much. He worked 7 years in order to marry me. And then on our wedding day, that very special day that was supposed to happen, my father tricked him, switching me with my sister Leah. And I tried to foil the scheme," says Rachel, "by giving Yaakov signs so he could discern between Leah and myself. But then I regretted my actions. Suppressing my immense desire to marry Yaakov, I shared with my sister Leah the signs so she wouldn't suffer the extreme embarrassment." The Medrash continues that Rachel says, "I even hid in the room with Yaakov and Leah, so that when he would speak to her, Rachel would be able to respond, so that he wouldn't realize that it was Leah's voice and it was a different person. Hashem," Rachel said, "I am basar v'dam, I'm flesh and blood. Yet I wasn't jealous and I didn't allow Leah to be disgraced. You are the king of the universe. Why are you so jealous of other gods, which are meaningless, that you've exiled Bnei Yisrael to be killed by our enemies?" Hashem immediately relented and said, "Rachel, for you I'm going to bring Bnei Yisrael home." We see that it was in the merit of Rachel's extreme chesed, going far beyond anything she was obligated to do, Bnei Yisrael were zocha to return 70 years later to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Maseches Bar Metzia says that the reason the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because the Jews didn't go lefnim mishuras hadin. They didn't go beyond what they were obligated to do. And Tosfos asks, but that's not what the Gemara elsewhere says. Elsewhere the Gemara says the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is because of sinas chinam, the baseless hatred. So which one is it? And the Maral answers that it was both. They deserve to be punished, Beis HaMikdash destroyed because of sinas chinam, because of baseless hatred. But if the Jewish people would have gone lifnim mishur sadin, if they would have gone beyond what they were obligated to do, if they were to act like Rachel, so then Hashem would have acted towards us lifnim mishur sadin, beyond what He was obligated to do. The din, the judgment said, sin askinim, baseless hatred, we got to destroy. But if the Jews would have gone beyond, Hashem would have gone beyond as well. We have to try to think in our everyday interactions with other people. It's not enough just to get along and be nice and be caring. That's all very important, but that's the baseline. We also have to go beyond. Maybe our friend, we don't have to be nice to him right now, we don't have to invite him, we don't have to give him this, we don't have to include him, we don't have to reach out to him. No one would ever say that you're a bad person if you didn't do those things. They would even say you're still a good person and a good friend, etc. But we have to go lifnim mishur hadin. We have to bring ourselves beyond. And we see that this was, and this kina is the focus, that Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, the greatest of the great, but they couldn't be the merit to bring the Bnei Yisrael back after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It was only Rachel, because she had this midah, extra sensitivity, extra care, extra thinking about the other person, going way beyond what anyone would think is considered the norm. And we have to try to find how to integrate that in our own lives, and then Be'ezus Hashem, if we could try to identify one place through this kina while we're saying this, try to think one place but that we could go ahead and go beyond something that no one would have expected. So Be'ezus Hashem, Hashem Himself will do the same. Even if it's not expected or not deserving, Hashem will go above and beyond and be able to allow us to come back home and build the Beis HaMikdash.